It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for February 25th.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's word is slipshod, spelled as one word, S-L-I-P-S-H-O-D. Slipshod is an adjective that means wearing loose shoes or slippers. It can also mean down at the heel, shabby. Slipshod can also mean, more broadly, careless or slovenly. Here's the word used in a sentence from Consumer Reports. What's worse is the rules about misinformation on social media are confusing and inconsistent, and enforcement of those policies is slipshod at best, says Bill Fitzgerald, a privacy and technology researcher in CR's digital lab. The word shod, S-H-O-D, is the past tense form of the verb shoe, meaning to furnish with a shoe. Hence, we can speak of shoeing horses and horses that have been shod or shodden. When the word slipshod was first used in the late 1500s, it meant wearing loose shoes or slippers. Such slippers were once called slip shoes, and later it was used to describe shoes that were falling apart. By the early 1800s, slipshod was used more generally as a synonym for the word shabby. In 1818, Sir Walter Scott wrote about the half-bound and slipshod volumes of the circulating library. The association with shabbiness then shifted to an association with sloppiness, and the word was used to mean careless or slovenly. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.